Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Get expert advice from your friendly healthcare team at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Welcome back. Áine Kerr here, sitting in for Brendan. Now, Chef Lily Ramirez Foran, owner of the Picado Mexican Pantry and Cookery School in Dublin and author of the Tacos Cookbook. Good afternoon.
Hi, Áine, how are you?
Very good. You're going to talk to us about one of my favourite foods, which is tacos. Lovely, nice, light, hopefully for the sunny summer ahead of us. Start first with a basic question for all of us. What is a taco?
Well, the taco, I always like to kind of give an example of something that we know. Everybody knows what a sandwich is. It's two pieces of bread with a delicious filling, and that makes a sandwich. A taco is very similar. You have a warm, soft corn tortilla with a filling, and that makes a taco, right? And they're very, just like sandwiches, they're very versatile. You can make loads of different fillings, changing with the seasons. But yeah, for summer, tacos are just so convivial. And I always think in my life in Ireland, I always think of barbecues and tacos together for the summer, because it's a great thing to do when you have a gathering.
But unlike sandwiches, which we tend to have at a certain time of day, you come from Mexico originally, and tacos are eaten for breakfast, lunch, dinner. It's around the day, around the clock.
Oh my God, yeah. Because they're so versatile, you just change your filling and you can eat them at any time. They're even like great as a snack as well. So yeah, we, like Mexicans, eat 600,000 tons of corn tortillas every day. So tortillas are the basic of our diet. And usually if you have a tortilla, you're bound to make a taco with it.
Okay, so talk to us then about how to make a corn tortilla from scratch. And we should say the recipes are already up on the website. So start there for us, Lily.
The corn tortillas are really simple, and they're great because they're naturally gluten-free. So if you have someone with celiac or a gluten intolerance in the family, they're perfect. They're the simplest form of flatbread that you'll ever make. And it has three ingredients. You get masa harina, which is a maize corn flour that we that's kind of, you can get it with us, but there's loads of places now that sell it in Ireland. It's more common than it was 25 years ago when I first moved in. So you get your flour, you add a little bit of hot water and a pinch of salt, and that's it, you know,
so
because
simple.
There's no gluten to develop. There's no gluten strands to develop. This is gluten free. So it's very simple. Once you get it all in one big bowl, then you start pressing. There's no stretching these, again, because there's no gluten. We tend to press them. So you can use two pieces of plastic, the dough between two pieces of plastic and something heavy, and, you know, do a workout and flatten it into a little round, thin disc. And they're cooked without oil or anything on the pan. Now, you can buy them ready-made in Ireland already, but if making them from scratch is like, you know, making bread, it's only not as complicated.
Can't beat the homemade
they
taste.
Delicious. No, you can't. Once you make them once from scratch, you get the bug, and that's it.
So talk to us then about fillings. You believe that the fillings in a taco, you're going for that juiciness but the crunchiness, and you've got some unusual suggestions. You're going to have to convince me on mashed potato in a taco.
Oh my God, it's delicious. It is. It's like, you know, peanut butter and jelly, you know, potatoes. I have to confess that when I moved to Ireland, I had no idea how many varieties of potatoes there were in the world. In Mexico, we have two, possibly three different varieties, and that's it. We don't really have the level of potato knowledge that you guys have, but the potatoes here are so delicious. Like, we have some in our raised beds in the back garden, and I'm kind of counting the days to dug a few, because mashed potatoes with a little bit of cheese and a tiny bit of chipotles in adobo sauce, which is like a smoky mushy chili that we use in Mexico, you make like this spicy mash, and then you put it on a tortilla, roll it and toast it or shallow fry it. Oh, it's delicious. You haven't lived if you haven't had
okay,
mashed potatoes in a taco.
take your word for that mouth-watering proposition. So then the key thing, so we have our taco, we have our fillings, is of course salsa. And you have a recipe for us that is so good, your mother always leaves a big jar of it under the Christmas tree for your brother.
Yes, it is. It's a really simple salsa. And it's not for the faint-hearted. I gave two recipes. One that's a salsa verde that's simple and not very spicy. You can make it as spicy as you want. And it's pan-fried on the stove. And then there's the super spicy version where you boil the almost so chilies that are so ripe. They're so red and ripe that they're almost on the way out. You add a few aromatics, garlic, oregano, a little bit of sea salt and some cider vinegar. And then you blend everything into these creamy, you add a little bit of sunflower oil while you're blending it. And it almost turns into a spicy mayonnaise. It's just so good. It's delicious. And it can kind of grace any taco, because a taco without a salsa is not a taco at all, really. The salsa is what crowns the taco. And there's loads of elements for a taco. You have the juiciness of and softness of the meat or the veggie that you're using for your taco. And then you have to have something crispy and fresh. There's a recipe there that we're sharing for a Mexican slaw. That it's really simple and it's lovely for the summer as well. And it can work with almost any taco, because like if you go to a taco stand in Mexico, they will always ask you if you want verdura. And verdura translates as vegetables. But what they mean is these little slaw, onion, white cabbage, a little bit of lime and sea salt, and of course some coriander, because we love coriander.
Fab. Well, all of those recipes are on the website. Chef Lily Ramirez, foreign owner of the Picado Mexican Pantry and Cookery School in Dublin.